Hello and welcome to Select Match Type. My name's Simon Cowgill. I'm joined as ever by Christopher Ellis. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How's yourself?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. Our listeners are in for a treat. It's a bonus episode. Only the second one we've ever done. We don't say we don't treat you. So we...
yeah, I was about to say, yeah, people can never claim that we treat them.
Well,
or
yeah.
Or treat them. Sorry, I'll say, yeah.
Maybe they're just being rude. Maybe they're just being fucking rude about it. Jesus. Yeah. We are here for a special bonus episode. We have Clash of Champions coming up this weekend. So if you bulk listen to us, you may as well skip this one because it's not going to be relevant after this Sunday, the 27th of September 2020. Yeah, we don't want you to listen anyway if you're not listening at the real time. That isn't true. Carry on listening, please. We are going to give our predictions and our quick thoughts for the upcoming Clash of Champions pay-per-view. Okay, first of all, Clash of Champions. That implied, that should imply that the champions are going to clash. Not the case. Silly name for a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's, you know what, we've got ridiculous names for pay-per-views. Anyway, so why do we expect this one to make any sense?
Yeah.
It should have gone back to Night of Champions,
yeah.
I guess.
So Night of Champions.
Would have been the way to do it.
Where every
championship defended. Yeah. Night of Champions, yeah.
Yeah, having Clash of Champions implies that it's going to be like Roman Reigns versus McIntyre. And you're going to see like the Clash of Champions. But never mind. We're probably expecting too much for any sort of logic from... certainly from Raw at this point in time.
We'll let them go. We'll let that go.
Yeah, fair
enough. We don't often let things go. That one thing, even though we've just moaned about it for a minute or two, but we could have just let it slide. We'll now let that go.
Yeah. Okay, so let's fly through the matches then. So on the pre-show, the dark match, if you like, we've got Asuka versus Zelina Vega. Why is this on the dark match? Why is this the dark match? Why are they relegating Asuka to the pre-show? I'm not quite sure.
Because they don't care about women's titles unless it's on Flair, Rousey, or Lynch, ultimately.
Or Bayley.
Apart from when we have the Bayley Banks blow-off, which will be worth staying tuned in for. But I feel sorry for Asuka because I think she's one of the best in women's division. I really do like her.
100%. She is my favourite women's wrestler. I know what you're going to say, but...
she is a talented wrestler. Leave her alone.
Leave it at that.
Alexa Bliss, that is, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So, who are you going for Asuka versus Zelina Vega?
Sure, it's going to be Asuka, because Vega, no one cares, and they're not going to swap the title on a dark match. Surely they're not that bad.
Surely not. I hope not. Hope Asuka wins, and I predict that she will. First match on the main show then, we've got Bobby Lashley versus Apollo Crews for the United States champion. You have to assume that Retribution are going to be involved in some way because of the Hurt Business feud with Retribution. But I'm going to assume that there's going to be a clean finish, and I'm going Bobby Lashley for this one. It's the 40th time we've seen this match in the last 2 months, so hopefully it'll be the last.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I agree with you. I think Lashley will probably win, but then again, is that going to keep the feud just going? But then again, I suppose if we do have Cruz win, that unfortunately again keeps the feud going. There's no end to it. There's no way to end this feud. This is just going to go round and round and round in circles until one of them just gives up, just leaves.
Yeah.
Go on, AEW, pull your finger out, get the checkbook out, sign Apollo Crews, and we can all move on. But yeah, Lashley, I feel here as well.
Okay. The tag team championship match for Raw, we've got the Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza. I have no interest. Who do you think is going to win?
You beat me to the punch there. I also, WWE... very tag wrestling for so long that I have absolutely no interest in who wins this in any way, shape, or form.
Having said that, give us a prediction.
I'm going to go for Street Profits just out of nowhere, just because when I have seen them wrestle, I'm a fan of them, so I think they will win here. I think it's important while we are moaning about WWE tag wrestling, we should just mention the sad passing of Animal from the Road Warriors.
Yeah, sad news this week. Everyone, if you show them a picture of, I was going to say Legion of Doom, because that was the name that I was presented with when I was a kid watching WWF. But the Road Warriors Legion of Doom, if you show a picture of the red spiked sort of overcoat, I don't know many people that wouldn't recognize it, if not know who they were. So yeah, sad passing, and
one of the greatest of all time.
Oh what a rush.
Yeah, but as I say, Street Profits here, I feel.
Yeah, we're 3 for 3. We're going for exactly the same predictions here. The other tag title matches on the show. So we've got Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura defending against Lucha House Party. The main thing I want to mention about this match is that it's such a shame that there's nothing better for Cesaro and Nakamura to do.
Yeah, I mean, oh dear God, what's going on? What's going on for Nakamura and Cesaro? Someone was on Twitter the other day saying about whether Nakamura is ever going to get that championship push. And I was looking at him just thinking, you know what? No. If he was going to get that push, the time would have done it. Well, when he came up off NXT.
Yeah, when he won the Rumble and they had the Styles Nakamura match, and everyone was a little bit underwhelmed by the quality of it, because it was expected to be like the match of the night, undoubtedly. And it under-delivered. And I think WWE have had a black mark on Nakamura since then, and they just can't really find anything to do with it. It's probably best for his career to go back to NXT or go to AEW at this point.
I wouldn't be surprised to see him do one of those things. I mean, it's done wonders for Finn Balor to go back to NXT, so maybe a move there might be the right thing to do.
For months, it hadn't done wonders for Balor, because NXT didn't seem to really know what to do with him, but they have put the title back on him now. So, yeah, hopefully it would do the same. And having Nakamura Balor feuding at the top of NXT's card would be great. It does... would move them further away from NXT being the sort of development ground, but as we've talked about previously, they seem to be moving away from that anyway. So it's my turn to pick first. I'm going to go for Cesaro and Nakamura to retain here.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is going to be one hell of a card with all these shocks turn of the Lucha House Party.
Yeah, 100%. And the other tag team championship that's on the line is the women's tag team titles. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler taking on the Riot Squad. Who do you think is going to win this one, Chris?
I imagine it's going to be Baszler and Jax. I generally thought they'd create another tag team brand there somewhere. When you said there was another tag team title match, I literally counted off my head. I was like, okay, we've had two. And then I got worried that Street Profits was just a tag team match. I thought, what the hell is that possibly doing in there? I was like, what is going on? But no. Yeah, I thought they buried tag team wrestling that bad. They were now just adding in extra time, throwing in extra ones.
No, I say,
Baszler and Jax. Yeah, you have to keep them looking strong, I guess.
Yeah.
Nia Jax with this. I don't like the comedy stuff they're doing.
Well, I assume that Nia Jax is going to beat up Lana again, just WWE punishing Lana for Rusev or Miro moving to AEW, which seems to be what they've been doing the last few weeks.
Baszler was smashing someone's head off a plastic cell a couple of months ago, and now she's here.
She's in a bit of a comedy tag team, yeah. Having said that, I do think they'll retain, but it's good to see the Riot Squad getting a shot. At least they're an actual tag team rather than two people that have just been merged together, which just highlights how ridiculous it was that WWE decided to break up the Iconics a few weeks ago. Stripping all of their tag teams down and just having singles guys having tag titles.
They make exactly the same mistakes they did with men's tag titles, essentially.
Yeah. Next on the card, we have what I think is going to be the match of the night. There's the triple threat ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. I am so excited for this one.
This should be great. Fingers crossed. We've
definitely put... we've said the wrong thing there. We've put a curse on it. It's going to be awful now. No, I'm sure it'll be good.
It's good, yeah. I predict that my man Sami Zayn will win here.
I've gone for the same. It's more through hope than anything else that Sami can be launched back towards the top of the card. or towards the top of the mid card at least. So the story going into this one, Sami Zayn was champion, but decided he wasn't willing to take the risk of competing with COVID around, which is completely understandable. Came back and Jeff Hardy and AJ Styles had been feuding for the title. AJ Styles was champion and Jeff Hardy won with what AJ Styles classes as questionable methods because he used his knee brace. So Hardy is the champion. Sami Zayn's never lost. AJ Styles is adamant that he shouldn't have lost either. So all three men have a claim to the title. It's a nice callback to our first ever episode with Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon as well, which is always nice to look back on. So yeah, we've both gone Sami Zayn for that one, but I'm predicting this is going to be match of the night.
It's really weird with WWE when you said Sami Zayn wouldn't compete with COVID, and it's like they did the Firefly Funhouse, we did the whole movie Undertaker AJ Styles thing, yet we haven't got a giant cartoon COVID virus wrestling WWE stars yet.
No. Is that what you want to see? Or
that's just in the way they've had to. Be fair, the innovations they've done have been great. I love the WrestleMania Firefly Funhouse match.
Yeah.
Less so the Undertaker AJ Styles Road Live match. I like that less. I don't know why, because they're both completely ridiculous.
What about the Swamp match?
But I didn't even watch the Swamp match. I stayed away from it.
Strowman drowned and then was back on TV the next week. So
I saw that. Yeah, that's what I feared was going to happen. So I stayed away from that. I was like, you know what? I've had my fill of entertaining. I've had my fill of them having to try to do the gimmick stuff. When they get back in the ring and we get the crowds back, then I'll watch every single match. But I say I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Big cartoon, and just get into the ring, slip in there, like you framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Get Dobbs, there you go, Ziggler, where is he? What's he doing now? If anyone can sell this, Dolph Ziggler is the man to be doing it.
Well, he's just selling for everyone on Raw Underground at the moment.
Get Ziggler out there, no one with him, get him to throw himself around the ring as if he's selling. Do a Roger Rabbit style COVID virus, bang, feud. I don't know how WWE creative are just missing me off their call sheet week on week. I really don't know.
Well, get in touch with us on Twitter. That's your solution, Triple H. There you go. three matches left to predict then. So we've got all singles titles. So we've got Bayley versus Nikki Cross for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I'm predicting Bayley to win this one, but I think it's going to be all about Alexa Bliss carrying on the Sister Abigail story. And potentially, will we see Sasha Banks back on TV for this one? I'm going for Bayley to retain, regardless.
It's going to have to be Bayley, so they can carry through for, as I said earlier, the Bayley Banks blow off. So, well, I think they're going to have the title on. I was trying to think whether it would work without having the title on Bayley, but no, I just don't see why anyone would care if it's just them feuding again afterwards. So yeah, Bayley to retain, so we can move closer to the Banks Bayley match.
Yeah, and then we've got the WWE Universal Champion match. So Roman Reigns the champion versus his cousin Jey Uso. Who do you think is going to win this one, Chris?
I've no idea. What a close match. Impossible to call.
Yeah, if Jey Uso wins, this would be probably the biggest upset ever in wrestling, I would suggest.
Just why? It's literally, they've literally just gone into the locker room and just looked around and went, yeah,
you'll do.
come here.
I can't remember if it was Instagram or Twitter, but WWF did do quite a good job of saying that Jey Uso was the first person to pin Roman Reigns in his WWE run. So they're at least trying to sow the seeds of some sort of jeopardy, but Roman Reigns is going to retain his title. What I'm more interested in this one is what is going to come next with these guys. And there's been rumours about there being some sort of bloodline stable formed with obviously the the family connection here.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know. Problem is, I don't know whether you need Heyman with a whole group. I don't think it works because I think apart from Roman not being, well, it's not the worst on the mic, but obviously you can't get worse than having Heyman with you because Heyman's the absolute best. So it's not like it's any negative.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure I want to see Heyman with a whole stable.
I would quite like to see that, but I can like having Heyman just for one person would be quite good. But yeah, I'm torn on it. I just think it would be interesting if that were the case. We've also then got the prospects of if Lesnar comes back, what happens with Heyman and what happens with Reigns and Lesnar, whether they'll feud.
I still remember the old days of the Dangerous Alliance.
Yeah.
Poorly dangerously.
I thought you were talking about the two-man power trip, Triple H and Austin.
I'd go proper back to beautiful Bobby and stunning Steve Austin, proper WCW old school.
And then the main event, we've got an ambulance match for the WWE Championship. We've got Drew McIntyre defending against Randy Orton. My turn to pick, I think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
So this is the one that I am probably least sure. This and the Intercontinental title match, I'm least sure who's going to win. I think that McIntyre is going to retain, and I think that Keith Lee is going to be involved in some way. Generally, I'm not a huge fan of ambulance matches. They're the same as hearse matches. People being loaded into a car isn't the best way of ending a match, I'm saying. But I'm going for McIntyre to win here.
Yeah, I agree with you, to be honest. So you say, with the Keith Lee angle, I think they are going to play that up. Because Keith Lee is on that big push. And it'd be
you say he's on
ridiculous.
A big push. He's
I know you're going to argue. Say, we're going to get on to the subject of win loss.
A little bit.
It's Twitter all over again.
It is. He's won two matches since debuting. That's all I'm saying. That is not the way you do it. He doesn't have to win every week, but he should win occasionally.
They are pushing him. So I feel it would be. They won't want to stall that now, unless they're planning on having Orton win and Keith Lee actually then take the title off him and give him a push that way. Have that third all important win.
Yeah, the big win.
Taking the title off Orton.
Okay, so who are you going for there? Sorry, McIntyre. Did you
I'm going for McIntyre. Yeah, I think McIntyre.
Okay, so our predictions all match. We could have just done one prediction as opposed to two and halved the time of this episode, but. Lucky for our listeners that we've not bothered to do that. The only other thing that I'll throw out for a prediction, do you think that we're going to see Otis cash in at Clash of Champions?
When was Money in the Bank? I don't even have, was it March?
April, I think.
April. I was trying to think how long you still had to actually cash in. To be honest, until I saw you mention it earlier, I forgot Otis even had the Money in the Bank briefcase still.
Yeah, he's not... He's got till May, actually. He's got till May. It was such a ridiculous booking decision to have that. This is one we should have mentioned with the like pre-tape stuff as well, the Money in the Bank. I did quite enjoy the trek through the WWE Towers. That was quite fun. But yeah, I actually think Otis might cash in. And I think this is... I'm going crazy fantasy booking prediction here. So I think McIntyre will beat Orton. Otis will try and cash in because McIntyre will be knackered, but Keith Lee will stop Otis winning, and then Keith Lee will feud with McIntyre going forward, and they've moved the Money in the Bank off. That's the only way I can see it. It's so bad that they've had it on him for so long, and just they're not doing anything to build up the chances of him winning the title, are they?
No, unless they are planning to have it come out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah,
which is a possibility, but that's occasionally that's the problem with listening to the fans. Everyone loved Otis, and I went, okay, we're giving the money in the bank, and then everyone moved on. And then going, oh, okay.
Yeah, very true. Okay, so there are predictions for Clash of Champions 2020. No doubt you'll point out the fact that we've got a few of them wrong come Monday morning if we have. No, let's be confident. We're going to do this, Chris. We're going to do it.
We did very badly last time, sorry.
We did, yeah. We did. Let us know your predictions if they differ from ours in any way on Twitter. That's at SelectMatchPods. Enjoy the pay-per-view and we'll speak to you next time. Thanks for listening. Thanks as always, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Si. Take care.
Speak to you soon.